One of the many natural wonders of Mallacoota is its dark night sky. It is largely free of light pollution. In today's world, that is rare and worth preserving. In winter, it gets dark so early you can go stargazing and be home for dinner by the fire. But if you don't want to go out at night, in June, you can go stargazing before it gets dark. In the late afternoon, as the sun sets, but while there's still light, you will see two bright objects low in the western sky, just north of the setting sun. These are the two planets, Jupiter and Venus. Venus is the brighter one. It is so bright because of its reflective, cloudy atmosphere and closeness to the sun. It is the brightest object in the night sky after our own moon. Venus is closer to the sun than the Earth. It orbits the sun in only 225 days. Through a telescope, we can see phases of Venus, like the phases of our moon. At different times of year, Venus can be seen early in the evening when it is the evening star, or just before the sun rises when it is the morning star. Now it is the evening star, but it will disappear in the glare of the sun and then become the morning star later in the year. Jupiter is the largest planet in the solar system. It is 11 times wider than the Earth. It is so far away from the sun, it takes 12 years to orbit the sun. In 1610, more than 400 years ago, using the telescope he built, Galileo Galilei, could see the phases of Venus. And Galileo saw the four biggest moons of Jupiter, which we now call the Galilean moons, Ganymede, Callisto, Io, and Europa. If you have good binoculars, you may be able to see the moons doing their dance around Jupiter. These observations helped Galileo conclude that the Earth was not the centre of the universe, but that the planets orbited the sun. This was a revolutionary idea opposed by the Roman Catholic Church and its interpretation of the Bible. In 1633, Paul Galileo was investigated and tried by the Inquisition for publishing this idea. He was forced to recant and spent the rest of his life under house arrest. The Church was slow to admit its error. It was only in 1992, more than 300 years later, Pope John Paul II finally acknowledged that Galileo was right and cleared his name of heresy. Stargazing makes you realise the insignificance of humans in the universe, both individually and as a species. But it may also give you a warm, fuzzy feeling to think that for as long as humans have walked this earth, we have looked with wonder at the same starry skies, looking for meaning and creating stories. In Mallacoota, we have wonderful dark skies for stargazing activities. Winter is a great time for stargazing because it gets dark so early. You just have to dress for the chill factor. I hope this is the first of many podcasts to raise awareness of astronomy in Mallacoota, and I am seeking interested people to meet and learn about the stars and be trained to use the equipment Mallacoota and District U3A has available. Check out the U3A Facebook pages for more information and coming astronomical highlights. There is one coming up on the 18th of June at 8 p.m. in the northwest. There will be an alignment of Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, and the waxing crescent moon. That will be worth looking up for. Until next time, this is Astro Granny signing off.